The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this third day of August 2021. By the way, you got a music background, Ron O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of that song?
I love it. I just don't know who the artist is.
Well, he is the mayor of Poway, California, and you should give him a call. His name is Steve Voss.
Wow, I'll tell you, that's really a good song.
Because
I like the music, not just the words.
Yeah.
I mean, the background music is incredible.
Yeah, well, he was deplatformed, about 25, 30 years ago. He had a record contract with RCA. He had one in the top 100, and then they started looking around at the other music that he was writing and producing and singing himself. Oh, and lo and behold, his contract got canceled.
What you know?
Well, I mean, the cancel culture, everybody thinks that's a relatively new thing. Oh, no. It's been going on for years. All right.
Well, in the last 4 months, they took me off of Facebook. They took me off of everything but my email address.
Don't worry.
That's all I have left, that old AOL email address.
Don't worry. They'll get around to that sooner or later. The people of this country, they're serving their country by spreading the news by way of email. And that's one thing that has been left relatively untouched. And
sure,
they're,
we mentioned it.
And they're now the town criers. And I have tried to coach people into how to do your mass emailing. Don't overload people. Don't send an email with 92 different stories. Here, you need more background. More. No, you selectively spoon feed. And many people, you know this as well as I, most people, when they're not familiar with a topic or a subject that somebody drones on endlessly about it, they have a tendency to glaze over and start ignoring. And I have begged and I have pleaded with people, be concise, be brief, but make sure that it's important, and set up your own email trees to keep other people informed. They have deplatformed Donald Trump politically. They have deplatformed people like yourself that have a law degree and a little license to practice, but you see, you're not good enough. You can be
they deplatformed Mike Ribeiro, and I used to watch him on YouTube every day for 10 years. That's how I found him. When they kicked him off of there, I started looking for him, and then I went on to RBN Network, which I had never gone on in 10 years, and then I saw, wow, you've got all these other guest hosts on there. I never heard of you. And maybe that's a good thing.
Well,
you got these platforms.
Well, you're talking.
I'll tell you what. Now I just guarantee you, my group that I formulated over 14 years ago, you know, they're going to be talking and listening and participating with RBN, with your permission. And I'm talking about the Tim Kerrigans. I'm talking about the attorney, a 74-year-old attorney up in Washington State, Scott Stafford. His father and his father's father were judges. His family has a 120-year history. He's the platform. And he's an illegal foreclosure strategist. They shut him down. They shut all the people, attorneys, notwithstanding, they shut them off the social media when they're standing up for American property rights, which gets us back to this conversation.
Well, and that... And that, you and I had spoke briefly about this before, along the lines of property owners and voters. Initially, the founders only wanted property owners to be involved in the vote because their logic was that you have a stake in the game, therefore, you know, we don't necessarily want just people just coming in and voting willy-nilly and for that candidate and this candidate for a better handout, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah, and it started out in the United States Constitution, the original draft, said life, liberty, and property. And they somehow managed to take out the word property and inserted the word happiness. You know, like getting a Happy Meal at McDonald's. Well, there's a hell of a lot of a difference between a Happy Meal at McDonald's and happiness and your right to your property. Here in California, when you took someone's property illegally, it was called claim jumping, and you got shot or hung or worse. It went from that to you, Americans, getting thrown out on the damn street to make room for the illegal immigrants.
Oh.
So that Nancy Pelosi and her pretty boy, Governor Newsom, can make their income. So that's administrative fees.
Well,
excuse me.
Well, Klaus Schwab has said that by 2030 you're not going to own anything and you're going to be glad of it.
Well, I agree with him.
In what respect?
Well, you'll be happy because they'll keep you on their drugs. You know, their pharmaceutical drugs. You'll be taking either the blue pill or the red pill. You'll be happy.
It sounds like a plot for the movie THX 1138. Oh, well, with
the... You'll be loving it.
With the officers...
San Francisco's been giving out free heroin and needles for 10 years. And they're surprised when you walk down the street, all you see is poop with needles in it. They put booze on the sidewalk so that the heroin addicts could have privacy and shoot up in the booth.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, you've got to be happy.
You know, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Isn't it still illegal in California for an individual to go out and buy heroin and use it?
No, they give it to you.
Oh, no. But I'm saying from the aspect of the law, is it still illegal to possess and use heroin?
Well, absolutely. It's a class one narcotic.
Okay, so the state government turns around and supplies not only the needles, but the heroin in which to get high off of.
Hello? Isn't
that kind of illegal?
It's a private booth to do it in. So you're not, you know, watched by the traffic. You know, the car's going by. You know, you can have a little privacy there.
Well,
that's so nice.
We're experiencing a problem. And
yeah, lawlessness.
Well,
by our own government.
Well, the problems are many, but Donald Trump wanted to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. And I'd like to build a wall around California, because the people that are fleeing that state have peed and pooed in their swimming pools. They can't even swim in them. They've destroyed the state, and now they're moving all around the country, taking their politics with them.
Well, I promise you I won't do that. I mean, I won't bring my Democratic politics with me.
Yeah,
I may be an independent.
But, well, I mean, don't you realize that we're now in a democracy, and the administrative state, as long as we convince 51% of the public that it's okay for this policy or that policy, that gives us carte blanche to do whatever the hell we want to do.
Oh, even better, we can foreclose illegally on American property owners because we want to. Because we're the government, and you're not.
Wait a minute. I seem to remember back in 1933 that the United States government filed bankruptcy.
We're still suffering from those consequences.
Exactly.
Who was our creditor in 1933? Oh. Boy, that rings a bell. J.P. Morgan Chase. Oh, they're still... Wall Street. Oh, there's still the Federal Reserve. Oh, that's why we have them printing our money. Oh, boy, this is adding up.
Oh, and by the way, Franklin Delano Roosevelt is his real name. Lawyer from New York. Big surprise there. Turns around and makes it illegal for people to possess gold.
Well, of course. Because we needed that gold. We had to fight a war.
Oh, but that, but wait a minute. That didn't roll around until the banks were done squeezing us dry. They started it in 1929, and they didn't seem to find any money until, oh, that's right, there was a war to fight. Oh, we got to start loaning, and we got to build the war machine, and we got to go killing and maiming, and no. That's what brought us out of those doldrums. They called it the Depression. That happened in 1929. They just simply...
Okay, I've got to get you with a number.
Go ahead.
Who was the Secretary of State in 1928 to 1933?
Go ahead.
Wouldn't it be someone like Mellon? You know Mellon Bank? They own Western Pennsylvania. Filled out Fidelity Title. Started their own title company because legitimate title companies won't give them title insurance on the property that they illegally confiscated from my family included. Oh, we forgot about that. The Johnstown flood was not an accident. They released that dam, wiped out 7,000 homes in Johnstown. 1929, and then they collected the insurance on it. There's your Mellon Bank.
Well, and
his middle name, his family name, is Scaife. S-C-A-I-F-E. Part of the Schiff dynasty, along with your favorite. Who's that now? Your favorite.
I have
you always point to them.
The bankster gangsters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But which one? The Rothschilds.
Childs.
And guess who was one of the Rothschilds' main emissaries in 1976? Oh, Wilbur Ross. The foreclosure team, the Secretary of Commerce under Donald Trump. So you keep pointing to the globalists. Hell no. They're right here living in our neighborhood. They're living in New York. They're living in Washington, D.C. They may have global impact, But they're not globalists. They're a local neighbor. Be happy, damn it.
Oh, yeah, I'm just ecstatic. You can't see me jumping up and down right now?
I can hear the beans jumping.
Yeah.
The Mexican jumping thing.
Yeah. All right.
The legal foreclosure. We were talking back before the break.
Yes.
John O'Brien, ex-Essex, Massachusetts, county recorder. He had Mary McDonald, a auditor, audit the county recorder's record. She did that, found 80% of the documents in the county recorder's office were fabricated. Those are the same documents that the banks use when they go to court and they foreclose, using fraudulent documents. Then they, Marie McDonald, went down to Williamson County, right where you're at, and did an audit, and found 78% of the documents, land ownership records, are fabricated and fraudulent. Then she went to San Francisco, and then they found up there 78% again were fraudulent and fabricated, all by one company. And that company was called Doc X. Linda Green owned that company. She got 7 years in the federal penitentiary in 2012. She produced 60 million fraudulent documents all over the United States of America, and she was paid for by every major bank in America. $14 of fraudulent documents.
Times 60 million?
Times $14.
Times 60 million?
Yes, sir.
Did she?
Without exaggeration.
Did she have to give any of that money back, or did they just give her the usual fine of a couple hundred thousand dollars and a few years in jail?
I have no idea about the financial aspect. They published, she went to prison. She was guilty. No one else, not the people that purchased all these fraudulent documents, not the people that are using them, the Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and on and on. No, they didn't get anything. One woman got 7 years, and you never heard another word out of her. When she got out of prison, that was it. Don't talk about it. Kind of like the JFK assassination. Kind of like the Seth Rich murder in Washington, D.C. He's the one that leaked the documents to WikiLeaks.
Did you?
And that's Snowden and all those things.
Ron, did you ever think, did you ever in your life think that before you passed from this mortal coil, that you would see such a stage of utter devastation and gutting of a once great country?
Well, quite frankly, I didn't think it was even possible. You know, I was a steward for them. You know, everything's fine in on Sundays. You can even bring beer in the stadium. You know, your hot dog. You know, eat your cow pie. Everything's fine. The people in Pittsburgh know more about every player's team, shoe size, all the way back to the 30s. But you ask them about banking, and they give you this blank glaze over their eyes.
Of which touches every human being in this country every day of their life, and they don't realize
they're going down.
That. All right, we've got to take this break. If you'd like to call in, okay. If you'd like to call into the program, please do. 512-248-8252.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ron, did you not find it a little odd, a month into the pandemic, we started to hear terms like the Great Reset and the New Normal?
The New Normal. I just never got the old normal.
I was trying to get my mind wrapped around what they did to the Republic, let alone what they're doing with their new democracy.
So that's what we are trying to reach out to the American public and tell them, please participate. I'm asking everybody in my group, start listening to RBN. We're wiped out of all the other alternative media. If you know another one, let us know. Get on the air and talk about it. But I'm saying to my people that I've developed over the last 14 years, I'm out of Austin. And the only network that makes any sense, I'm speaking to them right now, and I want them to support your network. I will. But I just only hope you can keep the lines of communication open. I want to keep the property confiscation issue at the top of the agenda for every politician. If they won't make it a priority on their list, don't vote for them. I don't care who they are.
You know, maybe we can...
Don't let these snakes in.
Maybe your constituents that are listening to the program right now, you know a lot of attorneys, maybe we can bring them in rotation and call it the Perry Mason
oh,
Hour.
Yeah.
Call it the Perry Mason Hour. You do know that Perry Mason never lost a case against Berger.
Well, you know, and he also was never an attorney. He was a Ronald Reagan actor.
Let's go to the phones here. Larry in Texas. Hello, Larry. You're on with Ron O'Donnell.
Hi, Ron and John.
Hi, Larry.
It's a pleasure talking with both of you. It looks to me, and I've described this to my friends and family, that yesterday was we were going chick, 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 like the like riding a roller coaster very slowly to the top. And yesterday was the start of the downturn of this roller coaster. So I think that not only is this whammy going to hit, but what's going to happen for those people that go in and buy those foreclosures and think they're getting a good deal when half of these people start dying?
Well, there's
what's going to happen then?
There's an interesting point.
You don't have renters that to rent. If half of the renters die, what are you going to do?
And by the way, Ron, I know this guy. He's got a very successful window business here in Texas that he's thinking about getting out of it because, well, the supply chain has been so severely broken, he cannot do on-time deliveries for jobs that he can fill. It's insane.
There's no error here.
I think they knew what they're going to do, but the problem is anybody looking at making decisions about what to do, just understand, these guys play chess, and most of us are used to playing checkers.
Unfortunately, Larry, you are correct.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Larry, they have the time to do so, because they never held a job in their life.
Right. Well, in my opinion, I think real estate may not be the best thing to be in right now.
I would be.
You need a place to prop your tent up.
Larry, I would be in gold, or if you're a little bit more affluent and you like portability, I'd be buying the gold. Because you know damn right well, once this reset goes, there is going to be a sharp increase in the value of silver and gold. That is the that is the only, and I describe it like this, that it's not a way to make yourself rich. It's just a life insurance policy to make sure that you do not lose any more value of your personal property. That's it.
I agree.
That's it.
I agree. Yes. All right. Well, thanks for hearing me out. But I think
hey, Larry, on the way out. We're looking for real men like they had at the Alamo. We're looking at Texas. The rest of the country has their eyes on you. And we're looking for you for leadership. We need real men that are willing to fight and defend our country. And I'm proud of you people in Texas.
I totally agree. Just waiting for marching orders. Standing by and keeping my powder dry.
Understood. Larry, thank you.
Just one more thing, John.
Quickly.
It seems to me that what happened the day this guy was elected, they put these fences up around the White House and around the Congress to protect them from the people. And every day, this guy has been sticking his thumb in our eye, trying to pick us off to see what all he can do with us, and they're just waiting for us to pick up arms so that they can come back and bring in UN troops. That's what I think they're doing.
I think that as well. Thank you, Larry. We've got to go to break. 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. Guest today, Ron O'Donnell, the Perry Mason undercover, helping people with mortgages. Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are you? Hi, Chris.
Hey. This is something really...
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Who's Ron and who's Larry? I know who Ron is. Who's Larry?
Oh, no, no. Sorry, John.
Oh, okay. I just didn't want to be misplaced. Okay. I didn't want to be misplaced. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, John. You're the best. Look, something that really sucks for me, and I just want your thoughts on this. What about Trump still continuing to peddle a vaccine? What are your thoughts on that?
John, you're better off to handle this one.
Well, and restate your question there, Chris.
You know how Donald Trump continues to, like, his latest tweet was just, he's totally for the vaccine, totally pushing it still.
I have not seen that.
Oh, you don't think so?
Well, I'm just making a statement. I have not seen that.
Yeah, he definitely is. So, you know, claiming credit for it, not saying anything against it at all.
Well, this whole vaccination thing, he's now being given credit for starting the vaccination program when it was actually his vice president, if we remember. Remember the day that the press conference was going on and he announced and introduced Dr. Fauci and said he's the head of our COVID team? And do you remember what Trump said? I wish somebody would have told me. And then who was the guy that came out with the alternative stuff in lieu of these vaccinations? Was it not Donald Trump? And let's not forget, he is running for president in 2024. Sources tell me.
Gotcha. So you're saying, yeah, he was pushing hydroxychloroquine from day one.
Yeah.
You're right. So you think it's just chess.
Who's Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
I think it's just political chess then, right, John?
Well,
I thought the Fauci's were on top of standards. I didn't know doctors had them. You know, so now we have a doctor Fauci.
Yeah.
He's as phony as they come.
Trump?
He operates the Wuhan lab in China because it was illegal to do what he was doing within the borders of the United States.
Same.
Now they say it was an accident.
Yeah, same thing.
And it was.
Yeah, same thing. Wasn't the AIDS stuff kind of trials moved to Canada because you couldn't do that here? Kind of like the same.
How about the monkeys in Africa?
Yeah.
I think that's where it
came from. Okay.
Yeah, monkeys.
At any rate, Chris.
Who was having sex with monkeys anyway?
Yeah. Well,
you're saying there's much bigger villains to worry about.
Yeah.
Chris, thanks for my time.
All right. Thank you,
sir.
Chris. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, he's being attributed, he's the father of the vaccination program. Well, depends on your point of view and how many facts you want to leave out of that scenario. I have... go ahead.
I'm sorry. You have another desk. Go ahead.
No, it's part of your group, Paris and Florida.
Oh, our star.
Hello, Paris.
Paris is the star. She really is.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good, Paris.
Hey, I just wanted to come on for a few minutes. I've worked with Ron for, a good part of the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I'm a forensic paralegal. I've been a paralegal for over 20 years, mostly here in Florida, but the work that I do is national. Forensic paralegal means that I have created a report called the FACT Report, and I dive in deep on the documents that Mr. O'Brien had spoke about in one of your calls and that Ron talks about. What I wanted to put out to your people and to you is the importance of the illegal foreclosure, what really is happening. We have attorneys, licensed attorneys, for the banks committing felonies every single day that they put in fraudulent documents as evidence. We have homeowners that are being denied access to courthouses, access to competent legal representation. We have
court records.
Since I deal mostly in court records, court records only, but in land records, California, one of my recent clients was getting their chain of title and chain of lien ownership documents, and it cost her over $1,000 in California. Here in Florida, everything. Yeah. Well, I don't get out there, but they paid $1,000, and here in Florida, and most generally throughout the country, if they have online access, I can get anything. Here in Florida, it's free. Everything's free except some criminal stuff or some family law stuff, but you can get anything online here for free. Other states, Texas, I have lots of Texas clients. You can spend, I think it's $1.50 or something to have access for a little while or that day. Another state will charge you $20 for the day. to get on and pull everything that you need to pull. If you need them certified, obviously it's more expensive. But what I want your people to understand, and for you to understand, Ron is one of the most brilliant legal strategists I have ever worked with. We have worked on cases. We have a current case right now that is mind-boggling, and it is, we have uncovered a theft ring inside of a federal court by the officers of the court. I won't name the name because it's an ongoing case, but they were stealing.
Wait a minute.
You two are speaking over each other. What did you say, Ron? Please repeat.
Oh, I just said we did get a U.S. judge canned, federal judge, knocked off the case by the chief judge. We got rid of the trustee by the chief judge because they found out about the truth that Harris provided. It was verified. They had to get rid of the dust. I mean, we're talking about, we opened a can of worms in New York City.
They weren't.
Well, Paris can go on about that.
I just want your listeners and you to understand that it isn't just the illegal foreclosure. Our rights as American citizens are being impeded. And if you don't, if we all don't work together and start standing up and fighting back, we are going to turn into a renegade nation, which is what they're working on doing right now. The collapse that's coming is going to be far more devastating than probably the Depression, because people have no clue. I was listening earlier to you guys, and you had mentioned about other news stations. I'm new to your station. I just knew about it when Ron announced that he was going to be on. But I've also worked with The Real Progressives, which is another internet radio-based news outlet. And we have what's called the New Untouchables. And it's everyone, like Mr. O'Brien was just on them this past Sunday. There was a podcast with Mr. O'Brien. And I apologize, I don't remember the other man's name. He was from North Carolina. He was another register of deeds. And they were talking about how they had gone and talk to people in the government. They have gone to news outlets. They even went to Rachel Maddow. They went to Jamie Dimon, Mozilla, and the others privately and said, listen, come to my office. No cameras, no nothing. Just come to my office, and we need to show you what you're doing to the backbone of our country. And they went silent. So what everyone needs to understand is this is the largest criminal syndicate in the history of our country, if not the world. What Ron has brilliantly done is found ways for us to take the truth that I give to my clients and battle back and win. I don't believe he's had any of his clients. I know none of the ones that I'm with him have ever lost their home. We have... we got to have a handful right now that him and I have worked on together with my fact report and his strategy, where they're sitting in their homes and they don't have to worry. The debts are gone. You would have to go to his website or talk to him on the how he did it. But we do need to collectively rise together and fight back. And we do have I'm part of a docuseries called The Con. And I urge everyone to watch The Con and get on to The Real Progressives and watch The Untouchables. I am going to start watching your radios or listening to your radio station to see what more information you have and start helping people direct people to you guys. And let's get the message out. But I'd love to see all of us come together instead of us being silos of information or, you know, working as silos in this. For all of us to come together, because it's going to take all of us to beat them. It is a machine.
Well,
and you touched base on Kamala Harris, and I'll tell you, she pledged her allegiance to the machine by letting Mnuchin go. She had him, her office had him indicted on multiple felonies, and she let him walk. And then where does he go? To the Secretary of Treasury. Well, so I just wanted you guys to understand that this is a lot more in-depth. People are losing their homes, and you're not being evicted nicely.
Yeah.
It was just a clip on The View about the Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, have you ever seen anyone evicted? And they walk in crying. Bullshit. I have a clip of Cindy Brown, who was a U.S. Olympic gold medalist, who was, one, denied access to the courtroom. Two, I physically saw her being blocked by people when she'd get out of her car not to go into the courtroom. The attorney that stepped up pro bono, who tried to help her file things because they wouldn't allow her to file paperwork in her case, he got sanctioned and said not to help. So an American citizen, an American gold medalist,
Runner.
Was the SWAT team. She has it on a Ring video. I again invite you to go see the progressives, the real progressives, the new Untouchables. It's season 2, episode 1, and you will see armed men with assault rifles, multiple of them, trying to kick out the camera and are at her front door. It's her and her dog to evict her. I have talked to homeowners all over this country who have ended up in the hospital after being physically dragged out of their house, heart attacks, you know, stress-induced health issues. I have clients that have committed suicide.
Yeah.
And it's all based on fraud and greed. That's what you guys really need to let people
Paris,
know.
Let's go to the heart.
Yes.
Let's go to the heart of the illegality and the greed. Let's go back to our international bankster-gangster clan. None of this could be possible if we had an honest money system.
Well, here's the thing. I want you to please to go watch The Con for me, because these guys across this country, you know, for 6 years getting the information from everybody that was involved, all the whistleblowers, the reason it was allowed to happen is because our government started to repeal laws that were put in place to protect from this happening after Glass-Steagall, Dodd-Frank, when they started to repeal that, they opened up the floodgate gates, allowing Wall Street to just walk away with our stuff.
Paris,
so as far as
that was Bill Clinton that started it.
Yeah, well, actually, hold on here. It was Bill Clinton didn't start that. That was Daddy Bush that did. Clinton just finished it off. And I am glad, Paris.
You've got your timeline mixed up.
Paris, I'm glad.
1996.
Paris, I'm
Bill Clinton era. Hillary's era. That's when they were selling, marketing and distributing black cocaine on military vehicles in Mena, Arkansas.
Guys, the other
Bill Clinton was governor.
With the illegal foreclosure. I'm just talking about illegal foreclosure. I'm telling you, our government pulled away all the red tape and allowed Wall Street and the big banks to come in and do whatever the hell they wanted to do, and they have.
Yes.
And in the process, they have become really the largest mob syndicate ever. And what they're doing with our judicial system is they're using it just like if you were back in Philly or you were in Chicago and you had your little mobsters going and they would buy off the cops. They've done this on a massive scale, and they're using our judicial system. I have seen it with my own eyes. You can bring the facts to the court and show them. I have one case that was in Washington. We showed the judge two different alleged original notes signed by two separate people. The judge completely ignored it, because they were brought to the judge by two different attorneys, and the judge totally just dismissed it and didn't even talk about it, that these two attorneys, somebody committed a felony.
Yeah, Paris.
They didn't want to hear it.
Paris, I've said this before, and this is going back to the funny money people, and I am well aware of the Glass-Steagall Act and how that was shelved and allowed these investment bankers to come in and do the mortgage-backed securities that basically ate our lunch in 2008, 2009, and the years to follow. And I had an epiphany, and I told Ron this the other day. I'm pouring a cup of coffee. I've got it half poured, and I stop midstream, and I'm staring into the cup, and it dawned on me. as to why you have to pay three times the value of the property, say on a 30-year fixed mortgage. Do you not think that the bankers know that that currency is going to be devalued and they're not going to lose on their end? This is why I'm saying if we had an honest money system, most of the shenanigans and the crime that you see going on right now wouldn't be happening. And the American dream supposedly is to own a home and raise a family and take your yearly vacation and have 2.5 cars and 2.5 kids and 2.5 TVs. Okay, good for us. That's not possible.
You have to be asleep
to have
a dream.
It's not possible anymore to do that. But I made mention of the fact that there are billions, if not trillions of dollars worldwide available for investment. Say that you wanted to do a 30-year mortgage, but then you discovered that, wait a minute, I'm going to be charged a fee, not compounded interest, but a fee. Say I borrow $100,000 to buy a house. In 15 years' time, I got to pay back $130,000. Or let's say that they come in and say, okay, I want $50,000 for loaning this money to you for 15 years. What would your mortgage payment be per month in 15 years, and then you own your home? It's a
scam. You're assuming, John.
I understand, but you're assuming
that
loan
is real.
I'm sorry.
Not when you own the treasury.
Paris, go ahead. You made a point. Please expound on it.
You're assuming that these mortgages are real. I have mortgages. I have physically investigated mortgages that were fake.
Oh, no. I'm not disagreeing with that. No. I'm not saying that at all.
But right now, our point is, with this moratorium that is lifted, everyone's going to be fighting foreclosures and evictions, and they're fighting parties that are not there. It's not the true owner of the note. Now, Ron teaches these really wonderful classes to many of us, and he's just brilliant at it. And he was the one person that was able to teach me what it means to have a derivative. And if you own a derivative, which almost all of our mortgages are, you don't have the foreclosing rights. So if we're going to talk about illegal foreclosures and we're going to talk about people being evicted, we have to really narrow into the spot where the problem is.
Right.
The people that are trying to steal our homes. I mean, like I said, go to the con and the real progressives.
Paris, can you do me a favor? Because I'm always strapped for time. Can you email me that documentary?
Absolutely. What's your email?
johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. johnstatmiller@hotmail.com.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you all the links. And I'm not going to take up much more of Ron's time. I just really wanted people to understand that Ron has figured out so much. Him and I were on the track. I had already kind of found it, but he really dug down deep, and the history that's in that man's head is amazing.
I know.
But the U.S. Treasury backing everything, and we've got a case that we think that we've connected all the dots.
Okay.
The U.S. Treasury, are they using Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac as a laundering, you know, money laundering organization? We don't, you know, we're still working on that, but everyone, you know, go check out Ron's website. He is a brilliant strategist.
They took
Paris, I got to cut you loose because I have one more call from California.
Okay,
I want to squeeze in here. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, no problem. Ron, talk to you later.
All right. I've got one other call I want to squeeze in here, and we got about 4 minutes to work with. Tina in California. Hello, Tina.
Hi, John. How are you? And Ron, I am the person that Ron mentioned earlier, and Paris just mentioned that I had to pay over $1,000, which I had to borrow the money for, to get my documents from the county recorder's office.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolute daylight robbery when they charge $6 a page.
Jeez.
To get a notarized document, and then $5 per page after that. in the amount of forgery and fraud that has been in my case, and perjury by the banks, by the attorneys, is just outstanding. And the courts, especially here in California, don't care. They don't apply the law to all the facts of the case. I've even had an instance where the judge's daughter was babysitting for the other side's attorney. And the Judicial Commission said, oh, they're not doing anything wrong. No big deal, you know. He spoke to you, to the judge, about your case on the golf course. I said, sure, they're going to actually tell me that, that they spoke. And in a city of 4 million people, he couldn't find someone else to babysit his young son.
Well, Tina, here's the problem. That this is like a protection racket. They're all in on the game, and they're protecting each other. And how do you have transparency? How do you have the rule of law operating when you have a bunch of criminals that are gaming the house? How is that humanly possible? And this speaks to the degree of the absolute rotten to the core cancer corruption we have in this country. It's astounding.
It is astounding, and we keep trying. Ron's trying, Paris, we're all trying to get this out there, and you know, we're just labeled, oh, they're just deadbeats. Oh, it doesn't matter.
You're getting it out now. By the way, I am out of time. I thank you for your call. I wish you would have called in a little bit earlier. But I thank
next time.
Thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Ron.
Bye, Tina.
Ron, we got about 2 minutes.
Well, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to speak to the American public, to warn them about the impending foreclosure crisis, and I want them to know that they can do something about it. And do not leave your home without fighting it. Go to court. Don't give up. My motto was when I ran, never quit, never surrender, never forgive the devil, and never forget.
Well, I'm certainly waiting for the day that I can pay the devil his real due. Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
There's a song about that.
Yeah, I think there is.
With that, I'll say goodnight.
All righty. Ron, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll be talking real soon. You've got a bevy of other lawyers that are involved, and I'm serious. I'm seriously thinking about doing the Perry Mason Hour.
Count me in because I can bring them in.
All righty, sir. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
All right. Yeah, I'd asked the man yesterday, I said, what's your website? And he says, well, I've got videos. And I said, okay, but what's your website? He says, they took it down. There's more of that going on, folks. They really don't want the truth out there. And I hate to say this, but they're going to have to shoot me to shut me up. What about you? We need to realize how much latent strength there is out there and how badly it needs to be exercised. Oh, I want to thank you for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report, and I do believe that guy that did TLB Talk is going to be with me, Roger Landry. Again, thanks for being here. Please donate and support the network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.